stuff?
What's that?
I said happy Easter.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I talked to my grandkids. They just got their Easter eggs, so they're all good. Yeah.
So can we just talk a little about the slow start you have had of late and what you think has led to that and how you could correct it?
Well, I think that we have three guys on the perimeter that all, you know, have a tendency to want to come back and get the ball. And so we've, one of the things we've talked about is if Evan or Dre rebound the ball, we want them to push. If our bigs rebound it, we want Drew to get the ball and we want them to run. And so I think that's just an adjustment. You know, Evan really thinks a lot like a point guard. And so his tendency is to come back to receive the ball. He's not an instinctive runner. And so that's, and just we haven't shot the ball well. We got off to yesterday to just a horrible start shooting the ball, both in the first and the third quarters. And we're just not in a great rhythm. We just really aren't. You can see it out there, and just nothing is coming easy.
Starter stuff, does it stay the same tonight?
Yeah, tonight. And I talked to him yesterday. I said, look, you know, if we can't get this going with this group, I'm going to have to change. You know, I mean, my tendency was to try to keep it the same the whole season. But, you know, we've got to start finding some rhythm, you know, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I hope that I don't have to do that. I hope we get off to a good start. I thought we got off to a great start in Miami. I thought we moved the ball, guys got out and ran, and it was great rhythm in the first half, and then we came out the third quarter and just were totally out of rhythm. So that's, you know, we've got to find a way to score. I mean, our defense is good enough, and we're second in the league behind the Celtics in field goal percentage defense. I think we're first in points, top five in defending the three. I think we're in the top one in three of the other categories. We're like fifth in point differential, and we're struggling to score.
So your success against Boston already this year helped in terms of mentally, given the stretch you guys have been
through? I can imagine right now that Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and these guys are in there talking about let's deliver the knockout punch today. This game, I think they feel like if they beat us today, that they knock us out. They're very proud. They're playing great basketball right now. That we caught them two funky times. We caught them. They had a back-to-back where they played Houston in an overtime game, and we caught them. I thought they were tired. And then I think we got them the eighth game of a road trip. They just won in Milwaukee and come in and played. So we got them at sort of two crazy times. So I'm sure that they're ready to see us today.
Is it screwy with Ray Allen coming off the bench, though, as far as matchups that way? Your second unit maybe out there also?
Not really, you know, because Jody plays him a lot. You know, when he started, Jody would play him a lot, so that not too much. You know, this might be one of those games, if I do sub early, you know, I like to keep Dre on Paul Pierce as much as possible, so I'll have to see, you know, the substitution pattern. I might... If I make a sub, if I come in, I might get Evan a little earlier than normal, bring Jody in, and then be able to bring Evan back in as a small forward when I take Dre out. So that's the things I'll have to think about today.
Coach, play your big. Talk about that in terms of...
Well, we're out of sync. You know, I mean, it's just Spencer was arguably one of our best players the first 15 games of the season. I think we were 13-2 with him as a starter. We were averaging about 102 points a game. We were number one in field goal percentage. We always are a team that really doesn't turn the ball over. I think we're still number one. But he was such a facilitator. He goes out, and we have to change a little bit. I start playing a couple rooks. The minutes get split with Nick and LaVoy. And then Nick gets hurt, and so he's out for a while. And then since he's come back, it's been a little bit of an adjustment for him. I think he's had a long summer. He played his USC, and then he played all summer, and then he played during the lockout. So I think it's a little fatigue with him. EB's been our best player over the last month. He actually picked up his play. But since Spencer has come back, he has not been in the rhythm. And what ends up happening is the 30 minutes that those guys were splitting, Spencer's getting. So now I'm playing like eight guys, and I'm catching doo-doo for that, you know, so and not having a nine-man rotation. So I, you know, I'm kidding. It's Easter. But we've just been out of sync. We really have. I think the chemistry of our team has changed. And so I learned this from Coach K in 91-92 when he won the national championship. He said, you know, you've got the same team coming back next year to defend. And he said, well, first of all, we're not going to defend. But secondly, it's not the same team. It's the same players, but it's not the same team. Because everybody changes over the course of a year. And we've had some guys change. And I mean, their play. And so it's changed our team. And I think we're still adjusting very much to that. And that's what I'm trying to get my hands on to try to make that better.
Doug, how much the turnovers that you're creating are going down? Your defense has been good, but is that teams maybe being more careful
yes.
with you?
Yes. I think anytime anybody plays against us, they say don't give them points on transition and don't turn the ball over against them. Yesterday we created 9 turnovers and had 15 points. So, I mean, that's the way we score. We got to get out in transition. I think against the Celtics we've been able to do that. But, again, I think we've seen a fatigue team. We had, I think, in the 2 games, 22 fast break points average. We've gotten 45 points in the paint against them and 15 second chance points per game. So when we looked at and we've hit threes. So we've been able to do all those things, and we're gonna have to really play well today to create offense. I mean, they're playing really good defensively.
What are you seeing from offense? Is that they're like cutting out their?
I think against us they don't make that high risk play. You know, I mean, maybe plays they would make maybe against other teams they just don't make that high risk play.
Going back to being out of sync, how confident are you that you guys will be able to get it back to sync down the stretch here?
How confident am I? I'm always confident. I'm always confident. That's my life. I mean, look at me. I'm 61 years old and in the NBA after 40 years. I'm a confident guy. The question is, can I breed that with our team? That's the key. We're still a very young group. And with the young group, there goes a lot of ups and downs. And I said, you know, the one beauty of coaching a veteran team is guys have seen a lot and they've been around a lot of coaches. And so there's a different perspective. I remember talking to Doc after he got KG and Ray Allen, and I was doing the games on TNT. And I remember the graph we used to throw up the year that I think Doc lost 18 in a row the year before. And had they won the lotto ball, it would maybe never happen because they would have probably either drafted Durant or Odin and built. But I saw that the graphic I used to always put up was what Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett gave up to come to be a part of a championship team. And he said to me, they might have not have been able to do that 5 years ago, but they were ready to do that. Younger players are still carving their own niche. You know, they're still carving their own niche as players, finding out who they are. And so as a coach, you know, piecing that together is a very delicate thing. And the one thing about players today is they're very sensitive and very fragile. They didn't grow up with tough coaches. You know, I had my ass kicked since I was 6. You know, it's a different time. And so, you know, I treat this team very much with kid gloves. I really do, and I'm still looked at as an ogre.
How hard is that for you?
It's terrible. I mean, it's hard. It really is hard. I mean, I honestly, Jackie, find myself during the games looking at the coach, was all right with our guys during that timeout? Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Was that okay? Coach, you're fine. You're fine. I said, okay. I just want to make sure I didn't hurt anybody's feelings. That's the sensitivity. And with the younger the guys, it seems like the more sensitive. And that's what you're wrestling with. You know, and it's like I said before, I mean, you know, KG came in and helped change the culture with what he brought with his defense and stuff. And we're trying to do that. One of the things we're doing is it's pretty amazing when you look at our team that you could say we're one of the best defensive teams in the league. Because if you would parse us and break us down individually, we have one great individual defender. But we play great team defense. To do that, you have to be a good team. I mean, that's the hardest thing to do is to get young players defending. And we've done that. And so I feel really good about that. I mean, the culture's in place for that. We now just have to get to where we don't have on a night-to-night basis that guy who's going to get you 20 points or whatever. We don't have that. That's not a knock on any of those guys. We just don't have that. And we struggle in close games. We are fourth, I think, in games won by 20 or more points. And we haven't won a game under 9. You know, so it's the thing we're trying to learn how to do.
Who's your voice in there? Who's the guy, the veteran you need to sort of help you change?
I got quiet guys. I really do. I really got quiet guys. And one of the things I've really done, and I think I've learned through the years, is I really lean heavily on my assistants. I've got great assistant coaches, Jackie, and I give them a real voice. Today we had a brunch, and Jeff Cable came up and spoke to our guys and spoke to them about his feelings about what we need to do. And then Michael Curry spoke. And so I give them great, great responsibility, because I understand during the course of a year, when you don't have a veteran-laden team, you have to be very careful about not talking too much. And the thing we have really missed this year, and I don't think people realize it, is when you coach in practice, it's very unemotional. It's a very much of a teaching time. We've had 5 practices this year since January 3rd that we've taped. Our younger players have suffered, because what happens is when you get in a game, it is emotional. And sometimes when you're teaching, it comes across as in a different way, but because the game is on the line. And so that teaching setting has been lost this year. And a lot of our younger players have really been hurt by that. We've got a really young group of guys. And so that's what I think I do best. I mean, I've always had very, very young teams. And the one thing I've always prided myself on is getting them better and getting guys better. And we've missed that this year. It's been a real tough time. And it's been a part of the job that I've really missed this year. You know, coaching games to me is one thing. But being on the floor and teaching, is to me, is when I can really get my hands around these guys and really try to teach them the game that I love. And we haven't had much time to do that this year.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.